All right, guys. Believe it or not, YouVersion 2 podcast is back. 2021. You're with your host, Sean Clarence. Guys, thanks for tuning in. It has been quite a while. This is a high-level production. I hope you don't hear the car noise in the background. I am driving my car currently, safely, of course. And I'm excited. The podcast is back. I haven't produced or, sorry, released. Definitely not producing anything. Haven't released an episode since May 2020. Obviously, it was a challenging year for everyone, myself included. But I want to kick off 2021 with a podcast and try and get a little bit more consistent with it. So thanks for tuning in right now. And hopefully, with a bit more consistency, you can come to look forward to some YV2 podcasts this year in 2021. So to kick it off, just give you a quick rundown of what I've been up to. Obviously, we've been through the Christmas period. Christmas is an interesting time for me. So I, you know, spend a lot of my year, a lot of my time in general, really focused on health and fitness. You know, I like the finer things in life, aka pizza and a beer here and there. But in general, my training's very consistent. My nutrition's pretty bland and boring. And I don't drink anywhere near as much as I used to. And there's a much bigger emphasis on my health and fitness. However, I consider the two-week period over Christmas, the festive season, as I call it, basically a free hit. It's 2 weeks where I literally eat and drink as much or as little as I want to. And this last 2 weeks, I can assure you, I have eaten my full, and I've drunk significantly. I've probably drunk more in the last 2 weeks, alcohol we're talking now, probably more in the last 2 weeks than I have in the last 6 to 8 months, I reckon. So I've really gone all out. Like I said, for me, it's a two-week free hit. It's 2 weeks of 52. I really do not pay attention at all. And, you know, I don't really know the reason for that other than, for whatever reason, something in my DNA over the past 10, 12 years, I've just got used to this period being a time where I can just do whatever I want. And I really look forward to it and I really enjoy it. And there's certain foods and certain drinks that I don't have throughout the year. And I know that when this 2 weeks comes around, I really just get after it. So for me, that's a lot of pre-mixed drinks. So I would normally, during the year, just drink whiskey and a couple of beers. For whatever reason, come the end of December, I start craving things like, you know, pre-mixed Canadian Club and Dry or a bourbon and Coke in a can, whatever it might be. A lot of calories, a lot of sugar, a lot of alcohol. And I had plenty of them. Christmas for me is a lot of prawns, a lot of ham, a lot of pavlova, a lot of Christmas pudding and custard and ice cream. You know, I capped off my two-week free hit with the weekend just passed. So Monday just gone is when it ended, when life returned to normal as such. But over the weekend, me and my wife went out for a very rare night out together. Went down to the local pub. I had a pizza and a half, a bit of bruschetta, a bit of bruschetta, however you say it. I had plenty of CC and dry on tap, a few beers, plenty of whiskey. Woke up Sunday morning, a little hungover, treated myself to a bit of McDonald's. And what I love about Macca's at the moment, and it's not something I'm familiar with because I don't have Macca's very often, but you can have Macca's, and I'm sure most people listening to this already know this, but you can have Macca's full menu anytime you want. So morning, Big Mac meal, chicken nuggets. I had something for lunch, I kind of remember, but I know it wasn't good for me. Had a monster piece of pavlova and Christmas pudding, which is still left over. The Christmas pudding, the pavlova was fresh, but the Christmas pudding was left over from Christmas. Monstered that with a lot of custard. I had Thai for dinner, Thai food for dinner, which is good. A lot of noodles. And capped off with 4 full-size drumsticks or cornettos and a mini drumsticks or cornettos, 5 ice creams in total. And that's pretty much the point where I decided this is definitely enough. Like, it's time up anyway. It's about 2 weeks done. But now that I'm eating like this, I've gone too far with it. And I've taken it too far. I've spent this week just trying to slowly get back into training. Slowly get back to somewhat normal eating. I find it difficult to go cold turkey once I've had a 2 week hit of just basically eating whatever I want, but it's significantly better this week, and each week will continue to get better, and life will return to normal pretty shortly. So that's been my last couple of weeks. 2021 looks a lot different for you version 2. Big announcement, which most of you would have already heard, and I just mostly want to acknowledge this is mainly a member podcast. So predominant listeners of this podcast are members of YouVersion 2. But there are some of you out there that are members, so thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate you giving up some time to listen to me ramble on. And in case you have missed it, and you likely haven't missed it, is that YouVersion 2 is now owned just by me. So Brent and me have parted ways from a business point of view. And Brent's off and going to do his own thing, and I'm left here to run YouVersion 2, and I'm really, really excited about that opportunity. Obviously, it's a big change, and when it first started happening, there's a lot of anxiety around it for me, because I didn't want the business to end, and I knew that the only way it wouldn't end is if I continued on by myself. And I also, you know, been in a partnership for almost 8 years, I've never run a business by myself. You know, there's a little self-doubt creeps in. But ultimately, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to continue working at the gym and continue to run the gym and YouVersion 2 and everything that it was. And that meant that I'm going to have to step out of my comfort zone and run it by myself. And so I made that decision. And I've been really pleasantly, not surprised, but I certainly didn't expect this level of support that I've got from our members, and it's been really overwhelming at times, and it's made me really cemented for me that I made the right decision, and now I'm just really excited about what 2021 is going to throw up. Obviously, 2020 was a challenging year, and 2021 potentially could be challenging as well, for the same reasons. No one knows what's going to happen with COVID over the next 6-12 months. I'm hoping it stays under control as it is. And if it does stay under control, then it will be challenging for new reasons, because it'll just be me running it. That'll present its own, own challenges. But I am looking forward to those ones, and I'm hoping the challenges we faced last year will stay in 2020. So I'm hoping to get back to some regular podcasting as part of, a revamped YouVersion 2. I like the podcast because it gives me an opportunity to talk a little bit longer about certain topics, and you guys, mostly members, but everyone listening, can hopefully just get my opinions or get my viewpoints on certain things, maybe explain some stuff, maybe talk about training and nutrition and lifestyle and being a parent, like all kinds of things that affect my life and I know affect your life, and it gives a slightly longer format to talk about those things. Today I want to kick off with we've done a bit of an intro, and obviously there's been some changes in the universe too, I've mentioned that, but I want to get into an actual podcast and talk about something. It's something I posted in our private Facebook group about body confidence. Now this is an interesting one, because my opinion on it, I think, has been changing, and it's probably finally flipped over to being changed in terms of how I feel about body confidence as a topic. It's a bit of a buzzword, it's a bit of a new term that's come out, but essentially body confidence is, I don't know if there is a proper definition of it, but how I interpret it is having confidence in the physical appearance of your body. Whether that be you're slightly overweight or a little bit overweight, or underweight, or just the perfect weight, or really ripped or not ripped at all, but just being confident in the way you look is how I interpret what body confidence is. And for me, I've struggled with that a lot in my life for a number of different reasons. And I think more so recently, being a leader in a gym environment means, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, there is some importance placed on how I look. Physically how I look. And so I've struggled with having confidence in myself, because I think you know, something that's overlooked a lot by people in the fitness industry is if you are significantly in shape, really, really lean and muscly, sometimes that can alienate your audience. And a lot of people will see that as motivation, as something to look up to or something to strive to be like. But a lot of people will also feel like that's that person's unrelatable, and what they do, what they eat, what they drink, how they train, their how their life is set up in general is just unattainable to them, and therefore, you know, probably someone that they are put off by, or just like I said, is unrealistic for them to ever achieve. And so I feel like at certain times I've been quite in shape, and it makes me wonder, am I becoming unrelatable to the audience, to my gym members specifically, but in general to people who might be trying to get in shape, and maybe they think that how I look might be unattainable for them, and therefore my message isn't received by them. And then at the same time, if you look at me right this second as I'm talking now, a little bit out of shape, haven't trained so much over the past few weeks, have eaten my face full almost every day for the last 2 weeks. And I've put on maybe 4 or 5 kilos, maybe more, maybe 6 or 7 kilos, actually. I haven't weighed myself, but I feel out of shape. I don't look at my best. And does that mean now that I'm losing credibility if people saw me without my shirt on? And so there's that balance there. And that's, for me, that's why I struggle with it now. Now, in the past, I've struggled with body confidence for different reasons to that. But that's the current struggle for me. And I think, you know, as I touched on before, my opinion on it has changed. And I've gone, whilst I was always trying to continue to improve my relationship with that and trying to get better body confidence, have better body confidence for myself, at the same time as trying to help other people do the same thing, I've sort of realized that for me personally, and I think it's the same for a lot of people, maybe not everyone, that it's not actually as important as having confidence in your body. And there's a distinction there that I make. One is purely based on body confidence. Like I said before, I interpret it as having confidence in the way you look externally, in the body that you're in. And having confidence in your body is more, for me, from a performance point of view. And that doesn't mean you need to be an athlete, but just confidence that you are a well-trained, strong, fit individual who is capable of doing everyday tasks without thinking about it. And I always say the same ones, but they're things for me that come up all the time. And that is, like, for example, I'm a father and my kids are young, and sometimes we go on bike rides and we get a few kilometers in and they just decide they don't want to ride their bike anymore. Now, if I'm not capable of carrying them and potentially their bike all the way home, that's a problem for me, because I'm a long way from home and I've got to sort of deal with this situation somehow. But I don't have that problem. I'm more than capable and more than confident that I can, at any given time, put my kids over my shoulder, grab their bike, grab my bike, or grab my scooter or whatever it might be that I'm on as well, and trudge home. Same example in a shopping center when they can't be bothered to walk anymore. Or, you know, if someone says to me, do I want to come fill in for a game of touch footy, I'm ready to go. If somebody, you know, we go on holiday and there's a nice mountain. Last year we went to the UK and we went to a really cool lookout in Scotland, in Edinburgh, and me and my wife charged up that mountain in about 25 minutes, and a lot of people were taking, you know, more than an hour because they were stopping a lot. And we are both, you know, maybe what traditionally people say wouldn't be super ripped and jacked and in shape, but both really fit, both really capable individuals, and we charged up that mountain and got a really, really long look at that view. And these are, for me, these are things that are more important. The actual confidence that you, actual confidence in your body and what your body can do, for me, breeds a lot better feeling than an external sort of subjective viewpoint of physically how my body looks. Because no matter what it looks like, if I'm a little bit overweight or if I'm really lean, like, the capability is relatively the same. And so while the confidence I might have or body confidence I might have might go really good sometimes, and based off, you know, someone can say one comment to you And that can really shake your body confidence. That can really shake how you feel physically about how you look. But it's really difficult to shake confidence that you might have in the performance or the capability of your body, because that is something that can't be taken away with a word. Because if you've trained and you've got to work and you're relatively fit and you're relatively strong and you can perform tasks well, that can't be taken away if you add a few kilos to your frame. Or that doesn't get significantly better, certainly not from an everyday point of view. If you're an athlete, it might be different. But the everyday person, that doesn't get significantly better if you get abs. So that's the sort of confidence that I've moved towards, and my messaging this year in 2021 on my platforms, and particularly to the members of my gym, is, you know, U-Version 2 has never been a place where we've prioritized challenges for weight loss or looking a certain way or get shredded doing this. You know, it's far more what we've always preached and said and talked about is about being real world fit, like being capable, being strong, being fit, being resilient mentally to challenging situations, and, you know, to have confidence in your own ability to perform tasks, to do things in life. And that's what our messaging has always been. And I think I'm really going to try and hammer home that messaging this year, because I think it's really important to, if you want to look great and look shredded and get a six pack and have really great body confidence at the beach, then that's awesome and you should definitely do that, and I'm with you. There are times when I go through that as well and I want to get jacked and I want to rip my shirt off at the beach. But I don't think it's as important as just generally being confident in your ability, in your body's ability to be capable. And I think we need to, as a society, I think we'd be a lot happier, but, you know, I don't want to preach like that because I'm not that kind of person, but in my little micro world that I'm in, I think, you know, the people I know would be significantly happier if they focus a lot more on performance and a lot more of what their body is capable of doing over how they look and what their body might look like they're capable of doing. I know plenty of people that are really, really jacked, really strong, and really struggle to walk upstairs properly without getting out of breath. And in my opinion, that's a problem. I think you're far more better off as a human being, and, you know, most of the people listening to this will be parents or will be, you know, just people with a job and friends and they've got a life. Like, their life isn't training. Training just makes up part of their life, and I think you get far more value out of focusing on performance, focusing on being strong and fit, capable. And if you carry a bit of extra weight, that's fine. You know, I like a cheesecake on the weekend. So I know that along with having a couple of beers, a few whiskeys, a pizza on a Friday night, and a bit of pavlova on a Sunday, that's probably not going to equal year-round abs. And I'm okay with that because my performance is relatively the same. I'm always capable, always ready to do whatever it is. I have freedom with my body to do whatever I might want to do. And that, to me, is more important than having less of a lifestyle and not enjoying life as much, because I've got to worry about my nutrition, I've got to worry about my training, it's got to be very precise and very regimented. And there are times in life where I do that, but in general, that's not how I like to live. And in my experience dealing with people, that's not how a lot of people I know like to live. And so instead of focusing on, gee, I really wish like I could just get a six pack, or I wish my thighs were more toned, or my butt was more toned, like all these things, they're fine to think about and they're fine to have as little goals, but to me they should be consequences of training, consequences of eating well, and not the focus of it. Because if it's the focus of it, it takes away too much, in my opinion, of your life. And if you're not a professional athlete, if you're not getting paid to train and eat a certain way, there are better, more important things in life than just that. And so instead of focusing this year maybe on body confidence, maybe a real shift in focus, in confidence in your body and what it's capable of, and I think that will lead to a happier, more balanced individual. That's my opinion. Of course, you can have a different one, it's no problem. Guys, I might leave it there for the first one. About 20 minutes in, pretty good hit out. I will endeavor to have people on the podcast this year, but in, you know, it's a lot easier for me just to get it out and rip some thoughts out. So a lot of it will be just me talking. So if you enjoy that, you're in luck. And if you don't, you might have to tune into a different podcast this year. Guys, thanks for your time. I will chat to you all soon. Much love.